Good day, my black family. Welcome to my podcast. It is I and I, your host, Tumisho, aka Soweto, and I'm broadcasting live from Mabopane. And today we are tapping on the ancient knowledge of God, because most of people no longer know themselves. They no longer follow their culture. They no longer follow their roots. The Europeans, as they colonized Africa, most people no longer see God as an African way. We Africans follow strangers' roots, culture, and heritage. The holidays of the world. First, they were African holidays. Then Europeans came. They changed all of them into European holidays. In that case, they Europeanized the holidays. But Dr. John Hendrik Clark said, Europeans not only colonized the history, they colonized information about history. The most disastrous of all their colonization was colonization of the image of God. They denied the conquered people the right to see God through their own imagination or to address God in a way that comes from their own language. I quoted this on Dr. John Hendrik Clark's book, Slavery, The Rise of the European Capitalism. I'm sure you all know it. And Dr. Francis Cress Wilson on ISIS papers, and I quote, said, the most disastrous aspect of colonization, which you are the most reluctant to release from your mind, is the colonization of image of God. People, you have to know where you are, and as you know where you are, you have to know who you are and what you are. African spirituality is the ability to get in touch with not only the ultimate source of energy, but with all. Well, let's keep listening. Our teacher Credo Muto is explaining more of his thoughts on God.
I think that God could be the source from which all living things come. It is the source of all order and logic in creation. When one looks at a tree, for example, one can see the art, the artistry and the logic behind each leaf, each branch, and each layer of bark upon the tree. A tree is a highly advanced sort of living machine, and that living machine could only have been created by something that was just as alive and just as wonderful. That is God, I think. When man discovered God, he discovered a shapeless, featureless, endless entity with which he could not cope. And so, in order to handle the mystery of God, man reduced that mystery to a shape that he could recognize and therefore understand. Man reduced God to a human-like family, a family of God the Father, known by my people, the Zulus, as uNkulunkulu, which means the greatest of the great ones. And God, the Great Mother, known by the Zulus as nomtubulwana, which means the plower of the many fields, the lady of many plowshares. And God the Son, known by the Zulus as umvelinqangi, which means the firstborn of the Almighty. This stone here is engraved with the 10 great laws of the Almighty. And this serpent symbolizes one of the most important pillars of the traditional black religion, that is a belief in reincarnation, that which lives now shall travel along the road of life, shall die only to resume the journey of life in another shape. This is the symbolism of the double spiral serpent. It's a symbolism of rebirth. Also, it is a symbolism of the secret road that, according to ancient tradition, was taken by people between this star system of ours, the solar system, and other solar systems. Because we are told there was a secret spiral road which you could travel from this earth of ours to other planets. But when man became aggressive and sinful, the gods closed the path of the many returns, as it was called. We are shown another spiral, but this time this spiral represents not the secret pathway between the stars, but the hidden force which lies under the earth, which can be harnessed by a Sanusi for the healing of people.
Well, there you go. I'd like to say, lastly, it's time to stand up and get up and free yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. As Bob Marley said that, we must stand up and get up. So thank you for listening. Please like or follow. If you are new to this podcast, please stay healthy, positive, and God bless. And we as Africans, we must recognize our roots, culture, and heritage. Well, God bless you and love you all.